Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's monsoon season again, but this one's giving Myanmar, India, and Pakistan quite a headache. In Myanmar, dozens are dead or unaccounted for, and 200,000 are affected by the flooding. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says their partners have said it's been pouring for weeks. Most of the country's been hit hard, plus a refugee camp got hit by a cyclone. What now? Well, they're wanting to hear what their partners need. Until then, would you pray?
As we bring aid, as we bring help to these people, and we're able to share the love of Jesus, they're able to actually see that visible representation of the care and compassion of God.
Put faith into action. We can help jumpstart you with some links at missionnews.org. Hope is reaching the Middle East, but in other parts of the world, it's being delayed. World Mission is seeing problems in its distribution of the Treasure, an audio scripture player, to Nigeria, India, and Chad. Persecution against Christians is high in these areas, and many lack access to God's Word. Can you keep these people in your prayers? Pray the Treasures would reach those who desperately need them. Visit our website for other ways to get involved with World Mission. And want to do something about these stories? If so, you're on your way to becoming an agent of redemption. Buckner International President Dr. Albert Reyes just wrote a book about why it's not enough to say you're a Christian, but actually live it out.
I just think there's so many underutilized followers of Jesus that are taking up space in pews.
The Jesus Agenda can help put feet on your faith. Grab a copy using the link at missionnews.org. Just look for the story on our homepage. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.